This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, we don't have anything to recap from yesterday because the game was rained out, but that means we'll play two today. Tom Ackerman joins us from the sports desk. Who's on the mound today? What can we expect?
You've got Eric Fetty in game one and Andre Pallante in game two. You also have Michael McGreevy was called up yesterday. A lot of people were wondering, well, what's that? Is he going to start? Is he coming out of the bullpen? He was basically brought up for protection. It's almost as if the Cardinals knew they were going to have a doubleheader on Sunday. They had a rainout yesterday, as you mentioned, but he got the call on Friday night. He was actually coming out of a movie. Found out that he was being called into the weekend for the Cardinals, so he packed his bags and drove up to St. Louis for yesterday, but to no avail. The game was rained out, but McGreevy will be used kind of as protection in case they need a long reliever or somebody to step in if one of the starters doesn't go well. But it's Fetty and Pallante today against a ferocious Mets lineup. I mean, what a team this is. I saw a lot of them in spring training. I got to see Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, who bats third. So they come at you with Lindor, Soto, Alonso right away. Those guys are making a ton of money for a reason, and they are great hitters. So the Cardinals will have to deal with those three. And I was at the game on Friday and saw them beat up the Cardinals after Sonny Gray just said he couldn't execute some of his pitches, pitched okay, but then wasn't able to get going, and then the bullpen just got jumped, Chris Roycroft and company, as the Mets put nine on the Cardinals on Friday night. But that's the situation today, a doubleheader. We'll have it for you on KMOX, first game at 12:15, pregame at 11:20. The second game will be at 5:15 this evening. So if you had tickets for yesterday, those are good for the 5:15 game today. And hopefully we can just get some of this rainy weather out of here. I mean, I've been listening to the weather forecast this morning on Total Information AM, and it sounds promising that finally we can get this out of here. It's like, will someone please turn the faucet off? Yesterday was a little much.
Right. Is the bullpen for the Cardinals one of their biggest issues?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's been a problem, and they don't really have that much down in Memphis to solve it. I mean, they brought Roycroft and Munoz up, and those two got hit hard in the game against the Mets. I think a lot of pitchers are, but you know, the Cardinals just don't have a ton there. They're trying some different combinations to see who would close if not Ryan Helsley. Phil Maton's a great reliever, has been for a long time, but they've been using the heck out of him, and you can't use him forever. You got to have some sort of durability there among other pitchers. Helsley is going to be one of the better closers in the game, so you feel good about that, but you can't go to him every time. And they're not going to go to him in the ninth inning of a tie game when they're on the road. So that's been another issue. They threw Ryan Fernandez in those situations, and he got rocked. So, yeah, the bullpen's been a problem. The rotation's been good. I mean, the rotation actually, for the most part, has stabilized. And I think up and down that rotation, you feel pretty good about it. I mean, Matthew Liberatore is, to me, the most promising of the five for the future. But you want to see what you have from Pallante. You have three veterans in Gray, Fetty, and Michaelis. And then Steven Matz, who's been able to jump in there and help out in a six-man rotation.
Well, moving to the Blues, this has been a weird series in a lot of ways. Home ice in NHL isn't quite as strong as people might think it is, but this series has been three wins at home, three wins at home for both teams. And the weirdest thing is that one of the best goalies in the NHL, Connor Hellebuck, when he's been at Enterprise, has gotten chased all three games. So what are the keys to Game 7?
Yeah, you got to get some shots on Hellebuck. I mean, you cannot let him have a clear view of the puck. I think that he is obviously a great goaltender. He's proven it over time. He's going to win the Vezina Trophy again as the league's best goalie. But one of the issues that he has is if you can get in front of him and not allow him to see the puck, he has some trouble. He had, I think, on some shots from the point, he's been unable to see some of them. They've been able to kind of rip it past his glove hand, rip it past his hip, maybe go high on him a little bit. He's just had trouble in St. Louis, and I even thought that they let him off the hook a little bit in games 1 and 5 in particular, because game 1 he only saw 17 shots on goal. He had 14 saves back in game 1. And in game 2, he only saw 19 shots on goal. So, you know, you got to get after him on the road like you do at home at Enterprise. And to do that, you just sort of have to figure out how to crack their defense, because they've been playing pretty well at home defensively in front of him. But the Blues have scores. We all know that. Need to get it in the hands of their stars. Jim Montgomery was toying with playing Kyrou and Thomas together. That would be kind of fun to see. We'll see. I mean, I think that it really does depend on the stars probably to come through in Game 7, but sometimes in a playoff series, you get Nathan Walker scoring a couple of goals. You get some of your fourth-line guys playing and scoring goals. I think that, speaking of that, you know, he will start the fourth line tonight. You're going to see some heavy hitting, no doubt about it again. The Blues are going to come at the Jets with everything they have physically, and they have a very good team. The Jets can hit too. This is going to be a slugfest. I think that it really comes down to the Blues being disciplined, not getting suckered into penalties, and putting the Jets on the power play, because that's where you run into trouble. But that said, you know, all of that said, Game 7 is crazy. I mean, anything can happen. A slip up here, a bounce of the puck there. The one constant that you have is Jordan Binnington. Mm-hmm. Jordan Binnington's been in these situations many times. You can lean on him. They love his body language. He shows a lot of confidence in net for them, but he also plays very, very well. I mean, he's very sound, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and he will make the spectacular save if he needs to. So you feel good that you're going to be in this game with Jordan Binnington in net. And if you're the Jets, I think you're going to be very nervous if Hellebuck gives up a goal or two early. Do they, you know, pull the trigger and go to Eric Comrie? I don't think so too quickly. And they will start Hellebuck. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But, yeah, that has been a crazy fun series. All the home teams have won. Now it's time to go on the road and get a win.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as you know, I've covered the Kentucky Derby for a long time, and the biggest win bet I've ever placed on a Derby horse was yesterday on Sovereignty. So I was very happy.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yep. But things about that. Bill Mott is a great dude and deserves that win. You know, the other one he had in 2019 was because of a DQ. That horse had been looking great all week. So I was surprised at his odds. When I bet him, he was 10-1. But the other thing about it is that Godolphin, the owner, that's Sheikh Mohammed of Dubai. They've been trying to win the Derby for a long time, and they finally got one yesterday, whether you like it or not. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, I think that, you know, it was a great Derby. I watched it. I bet on it as well. I thought for sure journalism was going to be in there one way or the other. I mean, it was definitely the best horse. You know, it was just a matter of how this thing was going to shake out. I liked the 9 a lot. And so,
Burnham Square,
I was, I wanted to see, I thought it was possible. So I had the 9 involved. I actually had the 4 in a few of my bets, but that was Rodriguez got scratched. So I'm holding on to some tickets that I guess will get refunded. But, you know, I do have a couple that I felt pretty good about an 8-9. And, you know, as it turned out, Sovereignty did the job. I had Sovereignty on a couple of exotics. Didn't come away with any winnings necessarily, but I had fun watching it. I thought it was interesting because no one really knows what to expect on a sloppy track. I mean, congrats, by the way, on getting that. But, you know, when the track turns to peanut butter like that, you just don't know what's going to happen out there. And, you know, as it turns out, you go with the horses who have run on sloppy tracks. And I mentioned it in my first sportscast and I think in the last one that, you know, Mott has that experience of winning on a sloppy track. So that was good. And, you know, I love the Derby. I just love the whole day. I love getting up and watching some of the early coverage. And they've really expanded the coverage over the years. They used to only do NBC when they first started it back in 01, was just doing 90 minutes of coverage. And then, you know, that's expanded into hours and hours. I think they did like 8 hours at least yesterday. So it was great. I enjoy the heck out of that.
Yeah, the horse that you were talking about, Rodriguez, is probably going to be in the Preakness, and he'll be a big threat in that race because front runners tend to do better. So I'm curious to see how Sovereignty does in that situation with the Preakness because he's a come-from-behind horse, and it's hard to win at the Preakness if you're a come-from-behind horse, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about Triple Crown racing, too, is that after all of that, you know, and we're sitting here on Sunday like, wow, the Derby's over after all that. Oh, wait, there's another race in 2 weeks. you go right back into the Preakness, and then we get to enjoy the Belmont in June. But, yeah, this will be good. I look forward to that very much. Also, the other storyline, of course, was Bob Baffert returning for the first time in 3 years after his horse, Medina Spirit, was flagged for
medication.
What do you call it? An ointment. Yeah. That was illegal. And so Baffert, unfortunately, drew the 1. And when you're on the rail, I mean, you have no chance. I mean, very rarely, obviously, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to sprint your way through there. And right away, the 1, you know, was cut to the middle. And I was watching that sprint, but, yeah, you have no shot at 1. So Baffert wasn't going to do that. Not that I was rooting for him or anything. Yeah. I was just curious about the storyline there. So, it was good. Good Derby.
Yeah, it was. Sports on a Sunday morning this morning. What do you have?
Oh, it's a good one, buddy. We've got Bernie Miklas. We're moving him to 10:15. Then we're going to have Chris Pronger, the Hall of Famer, with us at 10:30 to talk about Game 7. We'll hear what Jim Montgomery and the boys had to say up there after that. And then we'll go to John Mozeliak at 11:05 before we get to Cardinal Baseball at 11:20.
Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.